This session is going to go through the basics of the power of the ABLE Act and a couple of things as far as issues that I've been dealing with clients when it comes to the ABLE Act. One observation before we get started with this, if you know the history of the ABLE Act, it was not designed to be really helpful for the special needs practitioner originally. Odd thing, I have been doing so many programs on the ABLE Act and we have been getting so much business, it's getting to be a serious problem. So I'm just here to tell you, not only is this a great tool, it adds, it has so many dimensions to it, it's just amazing here. It's also a really good thing for business, so just as an aside, so especially since none of you practice here. Do we have an ABLE administrator in the room? So we have Doug Jackson up here. I never ask a question when you don't know the answer. So we, Doug is going to be kind of an official help in these next two sessions here, and he's been great on this. So let's just walk through this. This just came in today. Now, when this first came up, we were told that there would be millions of ABLE accounts and billions of dollars and all of that here. And this is not to diss it. The fact is that this is a new program. It's getting started. So as of the first of the year, there's 17,000 and change ABLE accounts for $72 million in these things. So it's something to start tracking. I think we're going to see an upsurge, but as far as that's concerned, it's getting to be a slow start. And as we all know, Texas program has not been implemented yet. We're told it's going to happen any day now. So, and by the way, just as we get into this, when can you start using ABLE accounts for your beneficiaries? You could be doing it since 2016. Yeah, so if you're not using this, you're behind the curve.